Welcome to the Iowa Blues Showcase, episode number 50. Yep, we're basically 1 week away from the 1 year anniversary, because I did take a few off. I believe there's 52, 53, 54, 52. I don't know. I'm confused now. But anyway, yeah, we're at 50. Next week will be the 1 year anniversary of the Iowa Blues Showcase. So thank you for being here for our first year, and things seem to worked out pretty good, and we're just kind of putting along here, doing about twice as good as when we started, or at least at the end of the first year, so can't complain too much. Tonight, we are finishing up the second part of the March 29th, 2003 show. Which means it took me a year to go through all of season three. But, you know, I just spread it out. There originally were, let's see, I think there was 14 or 15 shows, but half of one show didn't happen. And then a full show didn't happen because of a blizzard. I believe there was only 14 shows. Plus, we had a best of show that we did. And then, of course, those are 2 hour shows, which I'm turning into 1 hour shows. So, there you go. That's why we had so many. The season four is not going to be as long. However, good news, while me and Jono didn't quite get over to our new venue that we're trying out Sunday, we're definitely going to make it this Sunday. And then me and the Backstage Boogie Band, that's Doug and Rick and Byron, we did try out all the new equipment and recorded with it. And I'm glad we did, because you know, we're kind of screwing around and you know, to be honest, we didn't really know what we were doing. We didn't read the directions because, you know, it's just, we're musicians. We just, you plug things in, you turn it on, and you see what happens. So we tried all the stuff out, and it worked pretty good. There are some things that we realized that we should have done. We were kind of stupid about, but you know, now we know. And so pretty excited about the new gear, and hopefully all that will be coming online soon. Again, Sunday we're going to check out this new venue, and then hopefully there'll be a Iowa Blues Showcase Season 6 for your listening pleasure. So kind of excited about it, and so hopefully we can start booking again, and might even do whole band. I was thinking of doing it kind of guerrilla style, just me and Jono and some guests. And we still might do that. I don't know. Haven't figured it out. But we'll see. But there'll definitely be a season six. And so just hang in there. More information as it comes available. So tonight, again, the this is the Brandon Dennis when he was a sophomore in high school up in Ankeny High School. So like I said, we had him on right around Christmas time. So you got a chance to hear him. And he definitely ended up being a really good blues man. So this is him when he was just a high school kid. And again, the story, in case you didn't listen to earlier episodes, is his dad brought him out and wanted to see if he could get him on the show. And we're like, sure. And we did. And it was fun. And I believe he brought another guest. I'm hoping, I was previewing the show, but I didn't get a chance to listen to the whole thing. I'm not sure if we mentioned her name. It was a female drummer. So at the end of the show, if I pick it up or hear it, I'll mention that. And then also Des Moines $50, the conclusion of Find Tom a Job. never did get a job during the run of the showcase. I ended up interviewing in May, early May, late April. It's about a month after the showcase was over, up in Albert City, Iowa, and ended up getting a K-12 art job in a small little school that basically only lasted a year. And it's sad too, because that was a great job, and I had more fun in that 1 year than I probably have any time in my career. There were good kids and good teachers, and I liked the administrators there. Some people didn't like the superintendent. I don't know why. I thought he was a nice guy, but you know, there's one of those things where politics get involved, and there's a lot of politics going on up there, which is kind of sad. But it was a great time, and I enjoyed myself. And it was sorry and sad to see the place close. The elementary stayed open, and that's a good little elementary school now. But it was K-12 when I was there. And then after that, I ended up with several other jobs and stayed up there for about 10 years. And that's part of the reason the showcase disappeared, because I was wandering around Northwest Iowa for 10 years. It's not that the showcase wasn't going on. I had set it up a web page and then thought about podcasting when podcasting first became available. But then I didn't do it. Instead, I went internet radio, which I thought at the time was a better deal. it wasn't. For a long time, Iowa Blue Showcase was a internet radio show. It lasted from, 2005 or 4, all the way up to 2013, whenever Live 365 went under. The showcase was going on. It was snippets of the show. Sometimes I would do a live show, but mostly it was just snippets of the, a song here, a song there. And we had a lot of presets. A lot of people had, put it down as their favorite, but it was really hard to tell how many people were listening. I think we actually have more people listening this way through the podcast than did internet radio. So anyway, there you go. There's the whole story. Oh yeah, I forgot. Andy Coates is on the show tonight. Andy's a great acoustic player, still playing around in North Carolina. I mentioned he's a Piedmont guy, but he was playing a lot of Delta, and it's obvious when you listen to the show, he's playing Delta, and he probably still is a Delta blues man, although Piedmont is a kind of an East Coast blues, more melodic than the Delta blues, definitely be Delta blues tonight. So there you go, some acoustic and some Hendrix inspired blues for you tonight, and of course, $50 to one of $50 with Frank Strong. So there you go. All right, need to go. Why don't you come on back at the end and we'll do some more updates. So here we go, ladies and gentlemen, the very last of season 3 on the Iowa Blues Showcase.
We like to let Frank give him $50 and tell him to go out and do something with it so that we all know how wonderful a place Des Moines is. And Frank, what did you do with your $50 this week?
Well, Tommy, this is kind of a special show. This is the last show, the last picture show. And we're going to talk a little bit about kind of a little quick review. You know, we had some interesting news here on the DMAC campus of late, and so we had to pay tribute to them. And the incident there, the thing about the Bob Dylan song.
We did that one. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we did that one. They, everybody must get to be president. And then we talked a little bit about that Ray Charles tune, you know, the Been Busted.
Yeah.
You know, we did that. We went through that, and you know, that's all yesterday's news. But I just want you to know that Tommy's prospects for employment have improved dramatically over the last 24 hours. Do you know there's been not one but two school employees, higher-ups, who have left their places of employment? I think they were thinking about you, Tommy.
Oh, okay.
Because they both have left their... And I didn't even hear the, you know, the classic song, the Take This Job and Shove It. I ain't working here no more. No, I didn't hear that song. But anyway, I did the $50. We're talking about the $50. I just want to mention that we did find a place for the $50, and that's to help Tommy actually find a job.
Oh, thank
you. So that's
what
we're dedicating the $50 to. And we, I went out and I asked Homer and Jethro. That cost another $49 to infringe on their copyright to use a little part of their song. And we're going to do that right now to dedicate this to Tommy and his job search. In G, boys.
I'm just listening.
Well, let me tell you all a story about a man named Tom. Poor mountaineer trying to find himself a job. When one day he went to university to try to figure out this employment mystery. That is job search, resumes, interviews, voice letters. Well, the first thing you know, Tom's down here trying to do it. He won't disappear. You gotta admit, when he was in the university, he never had a clue he'd have this terrible economy. Well, now, we're talking busted stock market. We're talking inflation. We're talking job loss now, folks. Well, and now it's time to say goodbye to Tom and all his clan. And we are sure glad that you all stopped in. But next time we hit this blue showcase out of locality, we want to greet you with our hospitality.
Yeah.
That is blues, that is.
Yeah.
Chicago blues.
Yeah.
We're talking horns too, aren't we? We're talking Delta and, of course, keyboard. Take it away, Tommy. Take it away, Tommy. One more time, Tommy. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Des Moines on $50.
Frank Strong, Des Moines on $50. Well, we're going to bring up a nice young talent here from Ankeny, homegrown player, Mr. Brandon Dennis. Oh, I see. My keyboard's off. That's it right there. Yeah, I'm gonna help him out. E?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Everything I'm playing is in E. Slice
okay.
It easy.
All right.
Yeah! Yeah!
Woo! All right, ladies and gentlemen, one more time, Brandon Dennis.
Yeah!
Yeah! Am I still gonna play the two sides?
Yeah, play what you want. Play what you want. We're here.
Okay. I have a bad voice, by the way. Sorry. All right,
Had your home. Put your whole bag in your head. Had your home. I said, bully, go hold that gun on your head. Oh, now that she won't live. Though I caught her messing around with another man. Oh, now that she won't live. Caught her messing around with another man. Yes, I did a song. I caught her messing around with another man. you on the head. All the colors around the other man.
Good job. So how's high school going for you?
Good.
Good?
Yeah.
Enjoying your classes?
Yeah. I haven't failed anything. That's always good.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Yes, that's amazing.
That's remarkable. Turn your guitar down while you're...
There you go.
Yeah, there you go.
And so, and then you're at Ankeny, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And you're senior?
I'm a junior. Sophomore.
Sophomore. Wow. Yeah. See, you got a long ways to go yet before you'll be out playing a bar, huh?
Yeah. About 2 years, yeah.
All right. Well, hey, it's a good thing that our show is around to give you a chance to do something. And hopefully you can get some more guys together and get yourself a band, and you'll be ready to go.
Yeah. Yeah. Got Shiloh, though. That's good.
Yeah. Good job. Yeah. And you're from Ankeny, too?
Yeah.
And what grade you in?
Ninth.
She's in ninth. Oh, wow. Freshman. Holy cow. Man.
How long has it been since you've been a ninth grader?
It was a long time ago. Man, I don't even remember that. That was in 1977 for me.
Holy crap.
Yeah. It's before you were born, son.
Long time before I was born.
All right.
That's very long.
Yeah. You know, sad thing is, I'm the youngest of all the rest of these old geezers. So anyway, you got another song for us?
Yeah, I want to play Purple Haze.
All right, Purple Haze, ladies and gentlemen. Brandon Dennis, one more time. The super sophomore from Ankeny High School. And the fabulous freshman on the drums.
Kiss the sky.
We'll be right back with Andy Coates.
Yeah.
Nice job, you two. Okay, welcome back to the second hour of the Isle Blues Showcase. And our next guest is a Des Moines guy, but not a Des Moines native. He's actually from North Carolina.
That's right.
A Piedmont blues man. An authentic Piedmont blues man. And
which is really funny because I play more Delta than anything.
Don't tell them. They won't know the difference. But anyway, he's an acoustic blues man. We're glad he's here. And ladies and gentlemen, Andy Coates.
Thank you. This first song is a great old tune from Muddy Waters. It's called Feel Like Going Home.
Seem like hours, hours gonna seem like days, don't seem like my baby child will stop or leave away. Minute, hour, seem like day. Don't seem like my baby. Oh, stop or leave away.
Thank you.
Hey, Andy, how you doing?
All right, Tom, how's it going?
Good to have you here. This is your third visit, fourth visit, fifth, sixth,
seventh?
Oh, something
like that, yeah. Third or fourth, I believe.
Cool, good to have you back. And I've noticed that you have a footstool.
Yeah.
This is interesting. What's that for?
It's due to my classical technique.
Oh, okay. So what did the old bluesmen do?
I think they used like a, you know, a fifth of whiskey or something like that.
Oh, yeah, I guess that would work.
I don't know. It's because you got these really sort of curvy chairs here in the room. And, you know, I'm kind of parked back as if I were in a bucket seat or something. So, yeah. And see, this guitar is actually a little bit too heavy to play behind my head. You know, I do it on occasion out at the bars.
Yeah.
But, you know, it weighs about 80 pounds. So,
That's a heavy one.
I'm exaggerating.
Oh, okay.
Don't we all exaggerate?
Well, I'm just a piano player. I don't know that stuff. You know?
But you exaggerate on the piano sometimes, right?
That all the time, yeah.
Okay.
But anyway, so what's your... you got a gig tonight? What's the deal here?
I'm off tonight, actually.
You're off tonight.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. I put together a new band called the Blues Benders. And, yeah, thanks a lot. Yeah, you guys have heard of us already, and we just had our first gig last night. We went out to Panora.
Did you guys get paid?
Oh, yeah, we got paid.
Oh, you're lucky.
You're talking about $14 a guy. You know, I make like $14 a song. You're getting, you know, cutthroat or something. Well, you know.
Charity.
I like these guys a lot. I like Tom. No, I'm kidding. We did get paid, yeah, yeah.
Okay. I was gonna say we got paid. We thought too until it was a rubber
check. Really, a check bounce?
Oh yeah.
Uh-oh, look out! Yeah, how long ago was that?
It was about 3 weeks ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I haven't cashed it yet. Maybe I'll be. Maybe I'll go to their bank.
You might want to do that.
As long as it's not in Panora.
we sent Rick after him. He was gonna break their legs, and they paid so.
Yeah, so we played for about 5 hours last night, from about 8 to 1.
Was there a lot of people there?
Yeah, it was a good crowd.
Oh, okay,
good
well then crowd, you'll be yeah. all right. You'll get yeah. paid then.
Yeah.
Because we played and there was like 5 people there the whole night.
Well, no wonder you check bounced.
Yeah, I bet you. Normally yeah, so we do pretty good out there. For some reason, nobody wanted to listen to us. I don't know what the deal.
Well, I think it varies, you know. And I was going to do a gig out there a few weeks ago, but apparently somebody in town was having a party and like you know everything was going to close down or something. So due to the party. But it's a good crowd out there, you know. They like their music.
Well, you know, it's the land of the rich old guys and the young women looking to be trophy wives.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That explains why they were putting these little blinking lights, like, on, you know, on their hair and various other body parts. And, yeah, so it was...
It's bizarre. It's a weird place.
Yeah, it was fun. It's a blast.
All right. So you got another song for us?
Yeah, I do. This is a old Mississippi Fred McDowell tune. It's called Write Me a Few Lines.
All right. Andy Coates.
When you get home, won't you please write me a few of your lines? Won't you please write me a few of your lines? Be a consolation, ease my worry. My baby standing in the back door. Sorry, till she said goodbye. Set down on the ground. Going to the river. Gonna set down on the wash my trouble.
Thank you.
Andy Coates, ladies and gentlemen, right back with the world's most dangerous blues jam. Oh, so are we doing the Delta version of this?
We're doing the Howlin' Wolf version of this.
Oh, I better do the piano instead of the organ. All right.
Yeah. It's in G. We go, go to the sea. To the D. Then to the C. Back to the riff.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the jam session.
Got a little red rooster. Too lazy to crow for day. Got a little red rooster. Too lazy to crow for day. Keep everything in the barnyard. Upsetting most every way. Oh, won't you please drive him home? See my little red rooster. Won't you please drive him home? Been no peace in the barnyard since my little red rooster been gone. Thank you. watch out, good kind stranger. The red rooster's on the prowl. All right, let's hear from Mr. Don.
On the harmonica, ladies and gentlemen. It's nice that Groucho could make it this evening. Well, that wraps up another season of the Isle Blues Showcase. Want to welcome you all back here, and we had a great time, and unfortunately it's time for us to go, but we do want to thank our sponsors one last time. Starry Nights Coffee House, right here in its new location. In the heart of the DMAC campus, Building 5, also known as the Student Center. Coming out, get some nice coffee and hear some good music here almost every night of the week. Something's going on here at Starry Nights. I also want to thank Chili Head Record, Des Moines' newest digital studio. Jay Taylor, the great engineer, good prices. And he's got a great ear. He'll make you sound awesome. So go ahead, check it out, Chili Head Records. Lawson's Books, Our Books Don't Stink, located East Grand and East 6th, over there on the east side, catty corner to the historical building. Stop on by, he's got the best deals on books that you've got in the whole city. Also, Tasty Tacos, located in 5 locations, right here in Des Moines. Come in and say hi to Rick Mosqueda or Andre Mosqueda and tell them that the Showcase sent you, and they'll treat you right, give you the Showcase special. That's right. Our show is produced by Jay Taylor, Tom Gary, Frank Strong, and John O. Smith. The show engineered by Jay Taylor, written by Frank Strong, sometimes. And the musical direction by John O. Smith, and of course, the world's most dangerous blues band, the Bad Boys of the Blues. sometime. Thank you, and good night.
All right, there you go. That's the last of the 2003 Iowa Blues Showcase. That was season 3 right there. So, well, that was a quick one. So we still have some time. So I'm going to see if I can sneak in another song for you, because what the heck? Y'all deserve at least more time than that, huh? So... Nope, not there. Well, I had something all set up for you. Guess what? It's not there. Of course it's not there. It would never be there when you want it. All right, hang in there. We're going to add something right now. On the Iowa Blues Showcase.
Untrue. I got them holly gold lily blue. She ran away a long time ago, headed for Brazil or places unknown. I heard a story, she's in Europe too. I got them holly gold lily blue.
There you go, Holly Golightly Blues from Tom Gehry Blues Band, the Yesterday and Today CD, which is still available on iTunes and everywhere you can get an illegal download, you'll find it. My old saying, I released this in 2008 and I used to teach a blues history class, and one day the kids were looking it up and they found an illegal website in Russia where it had over 100,000 downloads. So, hey, 100,000 Russians can't be wrong. That was my old saying. And thank you, Rush, for taking that money out of my pocket. God bless you. But anyway, Holly Golightly Blues had over 25,000 views on YouTube. And so there, that was my hit record. Yeah, someday we'll do the whole CD. Why not? It's out there free anyway. So, you know, if you want to be nice, you can go to iTunes and order it. I think it's $9.99. Anyway, there you go. All right, so the question of the night was, what was the name of the young lady who was the freshman at Ankeny High School, played drums, and I couldn't tell you. The best I could see is maybe a Josh Schuyler. Okay, that's the best I could. I got an email out to Brandon. Hopefully, Brandon, if you're listening or your friends are listening, let me know, and I'll update on Facebook. But she was a good drummer, and she was just a freshman. Of course, Brandon was just a sophomore. So that was a lot of fun having those kids on there. And, you know, and like I said, Brandon turned out to be a pretty good blues man himself. So, you know, if you need to book him, people in Central Iowa, he's available. So, anyway, next week will be the one-year anniversary show, I think. I'm going to guess that because the 23rd, next week will be, let's see, 21st. So there you go. So we can have our one-year celebration next week. And the next milestone will be 5,000 downloads, which we're quite a ways away from yet. We're sitting at 41. So for a 1 year, I imagine we'll be close to 42,000 or 4,200. So that's not bad. That's not bad for a year. So, hey, I'm happy. So next week will be one of those fun shows. I'm not sure what it will be, but it'll be good and it'll be fun. Matter of fact, if me and John can make something decent out of our, you know, we're going to do some test show kind of thing on Sunday. So maybe we'll turn that one into something for you. All right. Well, anyway, hope you had fun tonight enjoyed the show. Thank you for a year listening to the blues. Thank you for supporting us. And remember, the show is free. It will always be free. We'll never charge you a dime for the Iowa Blues Showcase because we're trying to keep the blues alive, ladies and gentlemen. The best way to keep the blues alive is to let you listen to it for free. And, you know, like, you know, 100,000 rushes can't be wrong. So if they downloaded my CD for free, and it's not as good as this stuff. So there you go. So go for it, people. Enjoy it. Because why not? I'm still putting along here. I would like to get paid someday. But you know what? It's not about the money, kids. It's about keeping the blues alive. And we thank y'all for being there and keeping it going. Because if it weren't for you, there would be no blues, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks again. And hopefully we'll see you out there at Season 6 out there in the future. And you guys have a great week. And we'll say goodnight from the Iowa Blues Showcase.